This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder has detected possible coronavirus outbreaks at four residence halls. CPR's Paolo Schultzeda reports.
Wastewater tests done on campus prompted the early warnings. In a letter, a CU official says the next few days are critical for the school's response to COVID-19. CU has asked students and staff in the four dorms to take saliva-based screenings as soon as possible. Those who test positive must take a more accurate nasal swab test. The university expects the number of confirmed cases to rise due to that uptick in testing. Since classes began last week, CU has confirmed 37 cases through on-campus testing. I'm Paolo Schultzeda, CPR News.
Roughly 70 employees of Denver's Arts and Venues Agency will be furloughed due to a big revenue shortfall, including a $50 million deficit from Red Rocks Amphitheater. More than 100 shows were canceled due to the pandemic, and spokesman Brian Kitts says that left them without options to make much money.
Until there's a vaccine and or rapid testing that's going to allow people into sports and entertainment venues, I think this is something that the industry is going to have to deal with as a whole.
Red Rocks will close next month after hosting smaller scale events. Jefferson County is suing Bandimere Speedway for violating public health orders. Earlier this week, it hosted a protest against state-issued rules that thousands of people attended. It also doubled as an unofficial rally for Donald Trump. Bandimere was reprimanded by health officials for breaking social distancing over July 4th. Coming up on the program, firefighting alone may never be enough to control extreme fires in the age of climate change. Acknowledging this reality, some communities are trying to remake themselves to be fire resistant. Then, 2 years ago, Pamela Rush came to the U.S. Capitol and exposed the injustice of poverty in rural Alabama. A poverty, civil rights, and environmental activist, she died of COVID-19 at the age of 49. We'll have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Lots of sunshine, lower temperatures for the most part across the state. It's 87 now in Denver and 77 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR.